I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A new report details hundreds of human rights violations and war crimes from 2023 as two generals grapple for control of Sudan. John is a gospel worker focused on Sudan.
The war has brought them massive questions about Islam. They're not finding hope in Islam. And this war is by Muslims, but they don't seem to care about the suffering of their people.
We can't name John's organization for security reasons, but it partners with Sudanese church leaders helping refugees in neighboring countries. Please pray for increased capacity at John's organization so it can expand its training school by 20%.
From that school, we've graduated 220 Muslim background believers from 26 of Sudan's tribes.
And Houthi attacks on cargo ships in the Red Sea have put Yemen in the crosshairs of Western forces. The European Union is launching a new one-year naval operation to safeguard commercial shipping. Yemen seems locked in a never-ending war, yet hope remains for the Yemeni people. God is at work here. Trey Halsey, the consultant for Middle East Ministries, says the gospel message and teachings of Jesus are revolutionary in a place like Yemen.
Christ teaches us to love our enemies, not to hate them, which in Yemeni culture, that is a completely new message. That's one of the things that really sticks. Yemenis say, my culture teaches revenge and, you know, an eye for an eye. And yet these other people who claim to follow the Messiah are telling me different.
Yemen is one of the world's most dangerous places to follow Jesus. Please pray for the boldness, wisdom, and protection of underground churches. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.